It's like the Deep Space Nine of the American Horror Story series, because they were, well, that's not true, because they're all stuck in one location. But this really, you really felt it. And I think also we didn't like it so much because we don't like reality TV.
Yeah. So
it was, even fake reality TV, I mean, the only fake reality TV I've seen thing that we actually really enjoyed was that BBC series about the zombies. And it was like the Big Brother spoof where they didn't realize there were zombies. Yeah. Big Fatty, you need to watch that, because I know you've got Netflix now and you love Big Brother. And so you should watch that, because it's like Big Brother with zombies. It's fun.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because it's like Big Brother with Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4803. The BFO for the 7th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, I've got more about the weekend and Big Brother. Hello, sweaties, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're sweaties today because, y'all, it's hot. It's hot. And yes, Big Fatty, and you've got sweaty. Well, we all know what you've. Well, anyway, let's just not talk about anything sweaty on you. Dang. And well, it would dang. Well, anyway, Big Fatty, go move the show forward. Shut me up.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Dick, I see y'all today. Today, the 7th of July. Big Fatty, that's 7-7. It's true. Y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I met one of these people face to face. Y'all, they've been here to the villa. They've been to Fright at Fatty's, y'all, and they've been here during the full eclipse of the sun, and also they've been to the hot dog down hallway weekend, Big Fatty, and y'all, the second person in this couple, y'all, quite the looker, quite the looker. I question his sanity, but you know that comes as no surprise to anyone. They are now cohabitating, getting ready to purchase a new home that's covered in vines. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Baron Frosty and Mr. K. Big Fatty, we love Baron Frosty and Mr. K. And I know they'll get K.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, I see y'all got more Big Brother rumors. The main rumor is that the folks are moving into the Big Brother house today, too. I say Tuesday, so there will not be a live move-in. Again, these are all rumors. The other thing is, you know, they've been kind of teasing that there might be familiar faces in the Big Brother house, and y'all the one returning Big Brother player that keeps coming up, y'all, it's that Angela, you know, the one that's told the hot looking guy a couple of seasons ago that he had the crazy eyes, and she was She was quite the cod. And y'all, then the other rumor is, I think I mentioned yesterday that there might be some folks from the Big Run or the Survivor coming in. And y'all, the latest rumor that it might be someone from the Survivor 50, and the three names that come up the most are Dee and Jonathan. You know, he was the big bulky one. And y'all, I would absolutely love it. The last one is Rizzo. Big Fatty, we love the Rizzo. Yeah, guys, y'all, we're up to follow-up question number 5. Y'all, it was submitted, or it was on the little show on February the 18th. And y'all, it came from Brendan in the UK. And Brendan asks, we listeners often hear about your domestic culinary delights. Do you ever order in, a.k.a. get takeaway? And it says here, Big Fatty rarely orders anything brought to the villa. The gentleman callers seem to come of their own volition. come a calling. Big Fatty may infrequently order a pizza pie. The SSQD won't ask about anchovies, which swim upstream in Big Fatty's case, not his case, but rather in his gullet. The desk seems to recall that Big Fatty isn't fond of mushrooms either. Now, that's incorrect. Big Fatty loves the mushrooms. Because, you know, sometimes I make the mushroom chili, you know, where you put the sliced mushrooms in it instead of the beans for the texture. But anyway, the follow-up question is, if Big Fatty orders a slice of pizza pie, say, Marcello's at the Marcello's near Castro and Market, which toppings does he get? Does Poodle get the same thing? How does Big Fatty feel about ham and pineapple? Gross? Delicious? Delicious? Listeners need to know. Well, SSQD, thank you so much. Those are excellent follow-up questions. Yes, Big Fatty, there's three of them there. It's true. First of all, I've never been to the Marcello's near Castro and Market. But y'all, I'm sitting here looking at the menu, and y'all, they offer the Big Sicilian slices. Several on here catch my attention. The Big Sicilian bacon and feta looks good. The Big Sicilian no egg omelet pizza. It's got mozzarella cheese and rosemary, garlic, potatoes, bacon, and cheddar cheese. That sounds good. And of course, the big meat combo with cheese, salami, pepperoni, and sausage. So, Big Fatty, I would like those same three. Well, there you go. And as far as pineapple and all, y'all, they do have the Sicilian luau, which is topped with Canadian bacon and pineapple. You know, I'm not against that. It's I don't consider it vulgar by any means. And you put a big Sicilian in front of me, Big Fatty. We're talking about pizza pie, right? Yes. Well, you can put a big Sicilian in front of me too. Yes, Big Fatty, we get it. But y'all, most any of those sound lovely. What do you think the so-so question desk favorite pizza pie is?
I don't know. Perhaps we'll find out.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, by the way, Mrs. La 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 Lauren,
You know, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, she posted something that said, "Big Freddy, you're the only person I know who would have terrible indigestion and have to sit up for a little while after taking a medication and think, oh, I wonder who's on the Grin Doctor." Well, yeah, well, I don't understand why that's odd. But anyway, y'all, getting back to Freddy. Y'all, I thought I had finished telling about Freddy. But y'all, when Durwood and Granny got here a little bit early, I assumed that they had taken the day off for the holiday, and they had not. The Durwood's company was taking Monday off, and Granny doesn't work on Friday anyway. But y'all, when they got here, I said, "Durwood, could you please help me salvage this terrible haircut?" And y'all, he shaved it on the sides the way I like it, and y'all, I am happier than Big Freddy. We know a pig in poop. Yes. Anyway, I wanted to mention that. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves played over the weekend. Y'all, they played the New York Metropolitans. Y'all, they beat their ass on a fright. And Saturday, and y'all, when I was recording on Sunday, they were playing, and y'all, they went into the bottom of the ninth inning, and I believe the score was 10 for the Metropolitans and 4 for the Atlanta Braves. This is in the bottom of the ninth, last chance, and y'all, the Braves ended up losing 10-9. Y'all, there was a grand slam and several other runs that were scored. Y'all, it was so close. So close. So anyway, it was a moral victory, I think that's what they call them. Y'all, on Saturday, you know, that was Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy Day. And y'all, I just had the TV machine on. Y'all, the NBC Television Network. Y'all, they were showing the parade of the tall ships. And y'all, it was very interesting, very interesting. And so I enjoyed watching that. And y'all, then I switched over to that David Manure over there on the ABC. And they were having little segments where they'd go to different places around the country and see what the different celebrations were and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it... focused on weather and things like that too. So, because evidently the weather was a piece of work, is what it was over the weekend. y'all, I did watch the beginning of the baseball game on Saturday night. Y'all, by the way, on Friday afternoon, y'all, I finished up watching the holiday editions of The Great British Baking Show. And y'all, the last installment, y'all, they were bringing people back from different times on the show, and y'all, they would show clips from those times, and y'all, it went back to the time when the two Lesbian women were the hosts, and y'all, it went back to when that Mary Berry, she was always worried about her soggy bottom. Ready? Does she wear Depends? Well, she should if she's worried about her soggy bottom. And y'all, and of course, the Prue. Y'all, I've learned that Prue will not be back next season. Mary Berry and Prue, you know, they both loved a pudding, just soaked
soaked in alcohol. Oh, yes, Big Fatty Mudge. Probably why Mary Berry had a soggy bottom. She was soused or sloshed or whatever. But, y'all, it was real interesting. In fact, one of the people was from season one. And y'all, Sunday was quite the exciting day, y'all. We got the thunder and lightning here in Fat Acres, and y'all, all of a sudden, it was raining sideways. I mean to tell you, it was coming down in buckets. Big Fatty, talk about soggy bottoms. It's true. And y'all, I went out and checked the rain gauge later on. Y'all, it's probably in a half an hour time, maybe an hour. Y'all, we got 2 inches of rain in that short period of time. But y'all, it knocked the power out. Power was off for about an hour and a half. So, you know, when the power is out, yes, Big Fatty, you take a nipper nap. It's correct. And then, let's see. Then Sunday afternoon, y'all, they were having the sports ball Sunday afternoon. And y'all, they were in a rain delay in Hatlanta. And finished watching it. Y'all, Braves, like I say, got beat 10-9, but a moral victory. And y'all, while I was piddling around, I went to get some ice out of the freezer portion of the Frigidaire. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Y'all, you know how when you get a new appliance, there is a plastic film that is on the appliances to protect the sheen on the appliances? Y'all, the plastic was still on the freezer part of my Frigidaire. Y'all, I've had this thing almost a year. 11 months, and I never noticed that the plastic was still on it. Big Fatty, those new glasses can't come soon enough. I'm waiting for them. But anyway, y'all, then Sunday evening, I watched the news, and then turned off the 6 minutes, and because it's all repeats now, and you know it's a bad taste in the mouth right now. But y'all, I sat down and I opened up my first 50 years of Apple snacks, and y'all, I read for about, oh, I don't know, an hour and a half. Y'all, it was so good. So good. If you have any interest in the Apple snacks, you really should read this. It's unbelievable the way that the Apple snacks started. Y'all, do you remember the Lisa? The Apple Lisa computer? I didn't either. But anyway, evidently it was a flop. And y'all, then I crawled in the bed, slept like a baby, got up on Monday morning, had my breakfast, drank my coffee, did my puzzles, read my e-paper, and then I was doing my nipple walking while listening to little shows. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all be heading over to Shady Pines later on today and having supper. Y'all heard last week when I was over there that they got a new menu which started on Monday, and so y'all are kind of interested in seeing what culinary delights they have. Yes, Big Fatty, will you get it as takeaway? No. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all voices you hadn't heard in a while. Y'all, they used to do the Taste Like Burning little show and the Trash Sprinkles. Y'all, that's TLB Tim and TLB James. And guys, just out of curiosity, what would you like to see happen on Thursday?
Because it's like Big Brother with Big Fatty.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Big Fatty in the Big Brother house. Horrifying.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.